Hello.
Hey, Larry, it's B. How are you today?
I'm tired. I've been in the house the whole morning, so. But other than that, I'm okay.
Well, is it a bad time to talk?
No, I can talk.
Okay, awesome.
They didn't cut out my tongue.
Okay. Well, I'll try not to take too much time from you. I know that you spoke with Cecilia, which is our attorney at the title company for closing, right?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So one thing that we failed to realize, and I apologize about this, is, you know, your wife is, you know, she's on the deed. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, so I do need to have an updated purchase agreement with her signature on it.
Okay.
So I know last time you came into our office, you know, we can work something out again. I don't mind sending one of my team members out there, but if it's easiest, I can also just send you an email and have you and her both sign it.
Mm-hmm. Where's your office located?
So our office is located over in Ashland, Virginia, by the small municipal airport.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Okay.
You said that's where we went last time, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. So we can definitely do that. And then when you come in, what we'll do is if you both can bring your IDs, we'll take a picture of your IDs as well. And then we'll get the agreement signed. Your wife will have to come. Is she okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and I'll have everything printed out for you. I'll also make sure that I have a printout of all of the original purchase agreement. I'll have a printout of the addendum that extended the time as well. And if there's any other documents, I'll make sure that I have those printed out for you to take home.
Okay.
Okay. What do you want to come in on Monday sometime?
Yeah, Monday will be fine.
Okay. Do you prefer the morning or the afternoon?
Well, let me check with her on that.
Okay.
Hey, Samuel.
TJ.
You ran off and left me.
Samuel, you have a time Monday we can go sign some paper?
Probably.
In the morning?
I don't think it's going to be terrible. Do I have time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll do the morning.
Okay. I'm going to make sure that I have somebody at the office Monday morning for you. We'll have all the documents together. So anytime in the morning, our office opens at 9 o'clock. So if you want to come anytime after 9, I'll make sure that somebody's available for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just a reminder, please bring both your ID and Thelma's ID.
Yeah. We keep them on us all the time, except for when we lose.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then the other thing, let's see. He asked about the title.
Title policy.
Yeah, we don't have the policy, but I looked at the contract when we purchased the house, and we did get a title search done. And,
okay.
That's in the HUD sheet.
Would you mind bringing those documents in too, and we'll scan them and send them to the attorney?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Larry, you are making this very easy for me. I appreciate that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said somebody is going to be there. Who would I be meeting with, you know?
I'm gonna see if Forrest, our boss, is available. You may have met him before.
No, the only person I talked to was Zach and his dog and his wife. And I believe the other guy was his brother.
Okay. So Dila may have been there. She's a woman in our office, but she's the wife of the owner.
Mm-hmm.
But you may see her, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to give this task to Forrest. He's our boss. So I just think that you'll enjoy seeing him more than anybody else.
Yeah, I think it's a comfort level at this point with all that has happened.
Right.
And we don't have that as of right now. I'm kind of like watching and waiting to see how things go. So I've never done business like that. And just like even with the talking to the lady, she's up in Northern Virginia, and the document they sent me said that we have to and there's no the money, the only option is wire transfer. And as you know, things going on in this country now is crazy. And I don't mind going up there and picking it up and signing the documents or whatever I have to do, but I'm not comfortable. I'm not saying I won't do it. I'm just saying I'm not comfortable signing documents and signing the property over and then waiting for a transfer to come to a bank, because there's just been so much crazy stuff going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that, Larry. Let me see if I can't talk to them and see if would you feel more comfortable if they were able to do a check?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
And that way I can put it in the bank. Because, see, with the wire transfer, there is a particular way it goes to your bank, and they have that account number, and then they can retract it before you can even sign and get to do anything with it. And I'm not saying these people are crooked. It's just too much, you know.
Gotcha. Well, let me see if I can't talk to them about possibly being able to do a check. All that means is, you know, that we all just have to sign at the exact same time. So I will. We're getting to the end of the day, and attorneys, I tell you, they are the worst about answering any messages close to the 5 o'clock hour. So.
Mm.
I don't expect to have an answer today, but I am going to send them an email, see if we can do a check instead. And I will let you know by the time you come sign on Monday morning.
Okay, we can go for that.
Okay, awesome. Well, Larry, is there any other questions you have for me?
Not that I can think of at the moment, but no. I'm sure there will be as we go along. So.
Well, we're getting very close. We have, really less than 15 days before we get this done. So we're getting close.
Okay.
All right, Larry. Well, hey, if you need me, you can always call me at this number, okay?
All right.
All right. Larry, is it okay if I text you the address where you're going to meet us to this cell phone?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, perfect. I'll shoot you a text with the address, and then I'll find out about that check for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend.
All right.
Bye-bye.